Hello, welcome to Crossing State Lines. Woo. I'm Sherry from MD.
I'm Joe from PA.
Woo! We are coming to you again from Joe's garage with the heat going.
Hell yeah.
And in this time of transferring from winter to summer.
Spring.
It's whatever. Cold to hot.
If that's ever gonna happen.
Well, I kind of feel like nowadays, every season has just been being elongated. So it's just like, winter, you kind of want to be summer. No, it's going to still be winter,
yeah,
winter,
I feel like
winter.
It's like Michael Jordan, like, faking you out with a shot. Like, I'm going to take a shot. What? No, I'm going to pull back. Wait, hang on. We're going to just fake out a little more. Wait, mm-hmm. A few more days, yeah. 30 degrees. Hang on. I'm going to shut my heat off. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So it was a little over a month ago that the Groundhog Day happened and the groundhog came out and said we were going to have 6 more weeks of winter because, what, he did see his shadow? I don't know the difference between if he did see it and it's more winter or if he didn't see it
that
and
groundhog
it's less.
That groundhog needs fired.
Whatever. His name is Phil. He's been alive for, like, ever unless they just, like, replace him with somebody else.
Yeah, he's probably retired.
It's like a felony to kill him.
No, that's...
Anyways... So, it's been 6 weeks of winter since that happened, which is what he called for. We did have 2 more snows since that happened, and it's still kind of cold.
Good sign is, my brother just dropped off snowmobiles in my garage. So, that's good news because...
Well, apparently that one doesn't work.
Well, that's fine. But it's a good news in that he's probably not planning on using them for the rest of the year.
Yeah, so winter is hopefully ending... And this is where all of the bugs come back into play. So when summertime comes around, there's bees and mosquitoes, and that's what we're going to talk about. But a real quick message from our sponsor before we get started. We'll be right back.
Boom.
So all the bugs are getting ready to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that time of year. It's getting there as I stare at my bug zapper. Yeah, we've already had to deal with that today, haven't
garage.
We? We haven't. I didn't think I'd have to deal with that today, but we are here in my garage in PA, and I've discovered the past couple years that I have wasps
everywhere.
In the garage somewhere.
You have them everywhere.
I have wasps in the garage. I have yellow jackets at front of the house behind one of the gutters. I have huge hornets out by the maple tree. So,
all of the worst ones that you don't want
to. So today, I know we were like, you know, we were burning wood in the stove here in the garage, kind of reorganizing things, get prepped for our episode, you know, talking about my car, which
how did I do that?
Which is which you have to listen to that, but also, we saw...
Yeah, we're recording this in advance. We just recorded the one with your brother and Jared.
Yep.
Which should air next Saturday, which is, what, the 13th of March? 14th of March? We're double-checking. It will be the 13th of March.
Yep, 13th.
Because we'll be down to my dad's, and his birthday is the 14th of March.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. Which,
so, we might air the one episode... with my dad after the one with Jared and Jamie. So this might come 3 weeks after we recording it right now. Which, but whatever, you'll figure it out.
Thinking about your dad, we were down there last time. I was walking around my bare feet out back.
They have
which
fire ants.
Down there is not a good idea.
Fire ants.
Which
suck.
Around here, I love
walking around your bare feet.
The less clothing I'm wearing, the better. You know, more than one person knows that.
I've never had to worry about like having to wear shoes anywhere before. And I was pissed off because I like the same thing.
Exactly.
I like to be able to walk around in my bare feet in the grass and like play games in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to worry about fucking ants eating it. Like,
they're freaking ants. How bad can they be? They're bad.
They suck.
They're bad.
Big balls.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about their balls, but their teeth suck.
Their teeth suck big balls.
their teeth bite.
It is not good. Not
regardless.
Fun. painful. What did he say to put on it?
Baking soda. I think it was a little overkill. Like, it wasn't too bad. I did it anyway.
At least it's not as bad as, like, getting stung by a jellyfish and having somebody have to pee on you.
Yeah, that makes me think of the Friends episode.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, the bee thing, though, I don't know. It's probably the worst.
Have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yeah. Stung a few years ago once, and I had a crazy allergic reaction to it, like hives all over my body.
Oh, wow.
And I had, like, EpiPen. Like, I never had to use it, but, like, I think I was stung once again after that, but it didn't amount to anything. But there's just an annoyance. I remember we were, like, out just outside this wall, the garage here, sitting by the campfire outside, and we heard those... Like, I think one of the hornets came near us. We didn't think too much of it, but we remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you hear it more than once,
I'm like, okay, I'm out. Like, I've heard too many buzz buzzes.
Fucking a hummingbird or a bee? Because
when you put tape on the tree,
yeah,
and we got to go out and like see all of that it's catching.
Oh.
When I say big ass motherfuckers, I mean, just put your index finger to your thumb. That fucking big. However big your hands are, yeah, they were that big.
I found this tape that Jared actually had at his place, and he wrapped it around his tree. I'm not sure that's exactly how you use it, but it worked well to get the lanternflies. Yeah.
Which kill crops around here in PA. Yeah. I've never seen a lanternfly before come into PA.
So that's what I plan on doing here soon. But I have traps ready to go. I feel like an old man getting ready for like a freaking war. Like,
whatever. You know, summer. So
spring's coming up here.
Down in Baltimore, we have to worry about roaches and rats. Up here, at least, it's just bees and lanternflies.
Yeah.
But like...
I would almost take... They're rats?
I wouldn't. So I've had actual rats. So one of the places that I lived before the house at Woodley, where it was just everybody from Phillips went through there, I had lived with my ex, and we lived off of Baltimore and Conkling, and it's considered, quote-unquote, Highland Town. I don't know why, but it's also considered, like... where all of the Mexicans live in the area. Because for some reason, it's not me. I don't tell people where to live, but apparently all of the Mexicans that come to Baltimore live in Highland Town. And this is also the area where a lot of pills and stuff are...
Distributed.
So... In one time of me living there, walking literally a block from the convenience store back to my house, there was a car that pulled over, and I honestly thought this car was pulling over to literally ask me for directions. But when they pulled over and they said, "Hey, you got any perks?" And I was like, "What? Do I look like I have any fucking perks? Are you kidding me? No, get the fuck out of here. Like, really? I thought I was going to help you out with directions. Get the fuck out of here." Kidding me? So when I lived there, I had told the landlord, we're getting rats are in our house. Like, my cat, it was Bailey. She has now brought up two mice in her mouth to me after catching them. And I was like, all right. And, after that, I was like, there's something bigger going on downstairs. So I come down.
That's what she
said. I hear Bailey running after something. And
Bailey doesn't run after anything.
We had like old school ceilings, like educational school ceilings where you can like lift the tile up and like either hide shit in or whatever. Yeah. That's how our shit was. These rats were strong enough to lift it up and go up there and lift it up to come back down. Like, they were going through the ceiling from the basement. From the basement up into the ceiling. They would crawl up all of my little wine rack that had a whole bunch of bags on it. So I heard it one time, and I came down, and I saw this big-ass fucking thing like half the size of Bailey, and Bailey's pretty fucking fat. Half the size of Bailey running around and disappeared under this little thing that was next to the sink. There was a big gap that I like blocked off by wood after apparently the landlord put a rat trap in there.
Sounds like a classy joint.
It was super great. One of those Baltimore houses that for some reason they don't like to build them with enough space to get furniture through the door. And even if you can get it through the door, are you going to be able to get it upstairs? No. Because these stairs go like up a half a quarter and then they turn 180 and go up the other way. And unless you're, you know, your bed frame can like maneuver around that fucking shit, you ain't getting nothing. Like, we had to put our bed frame in the basement because it wouldn't fit upstairs.
What other kind of
rats?
What kind of insects did you have? You guys have like, I've never seen a cockroach.
Roaches are disgusting. They are they're infest bugs. So
infest or incest?
Infest. They will infest anything. So if you go into it, they're just like bed bugs. They'll cling on to anything and come home with you. So if when I'm cleaning a house through my company and we go to a house and they end up, if you see one or two live roaches, dead ones don't matter. If you see one or two live roaches, you have to get the fuck out of there because they can get into your vacuum bag, they can get into your vacuum, and they can infest other houses.
Which is exactly why every time you come to my place, I make sure you hose down outside before you come in the house.
That doesn't happen.
I don't have...
I take the proper precautions. We had had a bed bug infestation with Maid Pro. It was a cleaner that worked with us, and she had them. And Maid Pro said, hey, I'm sorry, you infested one of our clients' houses with bed bugs that now they have to take care of, and you infested our office that now we have to take care of. You cannot come back to work until you have, like, a quote-unquote bed of health from something saying that you took care of them in your house and they're gone.
So I don't have cockroaches. I've never seen a cockroach before. Around here, I see a lot of what I call thousand biters. I haven't seen them recently because it's dry in the house because the wood stove's going, which brings another issue. We see a lot of those like little spiders. I was eating my cereal the one morning, and one just decided to, like, freaking Spider-Man down from the ceiling. And that's what I see around here. Or, like, any kind of bees, really. I was even sweeping up earlier in the garage here, and I saw a bumblebee. I was like, where the fuck did you come from? But I get, there's going to be wasps in here, hornets out by the tree, and yellow jackets out front. But I see thousand-leggers inside, and some of those little spiders. That's pretty much it for around here.
So, I thought those little thousand-legger things, I thought they were called silverfish. I don't know why or where or how I got that name.
They've also been called centipedes.
From them. Yeah, that too.
We've called them centipedes before.
Those bitches, you kill them. They have no purpose at all. They need to die.
Up in the mountains? Which you've been there before, we have ladybugs. Uh-huh. I don't know where they come from, but they're just like, there's like millions of them. Uh-huh. They're just like, I don't know how they
like
but
they warm houses.
And I don't know why they like the cabin, but they do.
They like, usually they like warm houses, but I do a customer.
What?
Where I clean a customer house.
Well said.
That every once in a while when I'm cleaning the windowsill, there's a bunch of dead ladybugs that I'm wiping off of that windowsill.
They like the windows, don't they?
Stink bugs, different story.
Stink bugs, I feel like we're a phase just like these lantern flies were.
No.
Like, I don't see
not where I come from. Where I come from, they're a thing all the time. And
they're
alive. So what some people don't know is that killing the stink bugs will bring more because when you kill them, when you kill them, they give off that stink.
Okay,
that
that's what
stink
I was thinking.
Attracts all of the other ones.
That stinks.
So what you need to, do is gather up any lanternflies, any stink bugs that you can, and just put them back outside. Just put them back out of your house. Because if you kill them, they will attract more, and you are going to have so many more. Because I have...
What if you vacuum them up?
I've done that. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I've many of times in certain houses, thinking they're dead on the floor and whatnot, and vacuuming them up, and then all of a sudden, your vacuum just proliferates this odor of the stink bug that therefore attracts more. So if you suck it up in your vacuum, they give off the stink as a defense mechanism.
That's what he said.
Yes.
So, have you ever seen a bug that you don't know what the hell it is?
Mm-hmm. I actually have a picture of one. If I can find it, I'll post it on our Facebook page. I was literally, the last place I lived before my apartment now, other than being in between at my mom's, I saw this weird, so we used to have what we would call spigots. They have been called so many different things.
Too.
Spigots.
My dad would say that.
Spider crickets. Cricket spiders, whatever. We called them spigots because they had 8 legs and they looked like crickets, but they also looked like spiders and they jumped. This looked like one of those, but when I zoom in on it, it looks like an alien. Looks like something from Men in Black that would, like, be an alien, for real.
As we speak, I'm scrolling through some of my pictures because I think I know what you're talking about. And I think I have a picture of one. And once I find it, I'll show you and see if you can...
Well, we can post it on the page.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was another time in a customer's house that I was... You know, dusting their side tables in their living room, little side coffee, whatever you want to call it. The hiccups are really pissing me off, so.
That's all right.
And this bug, it looked like a mix between a praying mantis and a spigot and this crazy thing that I saw in my house that looks like an alien. And it was, like, blue and yellow and weird. And, like, I zoomed in on it. And it was... I tried to look it up, but I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
God damn it! My hiccups are really annoying me. It hurts.
What, aren't you supposed to say something? Or, like...
I do. I hold my breath.
Pineapple.
That's for hiccups. I mean, that's for sneezes.
No. Oh. I thought that's for hiccups, though. So.
Usually when I hold my breath, that works. For the time being, it sounds like it works.
I apologize, I'm still scrolling.
Well, yeah, I'll post it later.
I'm going to give up in a little bit.
It makes me want to look for mine, but my phone is the one that's recording.
Mm.
So I don't want to make all the noises.
I'll just
but
get
I'm
another,
gonna do it yeah, anyway.
Few yeah. swipes here, and then I'll give up. What about like? Doesn't Bubba go after some bugs?
He does. He definitely eats some spiders. He's way better at Bailey. At catching bugs, because I'll try and point out some bug to Bailey. I'm like, Bailey, get it. And I'm pointing, and she just like rubs her face on my finger. She doesn't see it.
There it is. Right there. That thing.
Yes, I've seen one of those before.
Can I send that to you?
You can, yes.
I saw one of these. This was at my work up in Mount Joy, an interstate. And I saw one of these things, and it was like... The thing was huge. Like, it was almost as long as probably a beer can is tall.
Oh, really?
I was like...
That big?
Oh, yeah. That's
true. It doesn't look like that big on the picture.
That's what she said. but it was huge by any standards. And I was like, I don't want to get near the thing. Also, she said...
I hope that's not what she wanted to say.
We got a whole episode on what she said and what she wanted to say and what she should have said.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what the thing was. Like, I've never seen anything like that before. I was like, well, I stayed away from that, like, bay. That was where Mason's at, in Mason's Bay. But it was gross nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about like water bugs? Have you ever seen water bugs in like a pool you're swimming in?
Water bugs?
Yeah.
Like, describe to me a water bug.
It looks like almost kind of like a diamond shaped a little bit, but with like two legs coming out of the front, and they like swim in the water. They have two.
We'll have a description of what Sherry's gyrating like.
I'd have to look it up again and describe it again. You know what a fucking water bug is?
That doesn't...
They're like... They're little round black things with legs that swim in the water.
That reminds me of stuff that I see at the cabin a lot in the creek. Like the water that slows down in the creek, that's what's in the water. Like when it's hot out. In the summertime. I'd like to know what kind of purpose some of these creatures serve. To maybe give
spiders,
me a more appreciation.
I am more likely with spiders to not kill them. Now, especially with how many houses I clean. And like, I'm sorry to all of the past and future spiders that I've vacuumed up, but when I do my dusting, if you're there and I don't see you, I'm sorry, you're getting sucked up. But I know that you are there for a good purpose, to keep out all of the flies that need not exist.
Well, my grandfather's told me, too, that for one, he told me that the thousand leggers, oh, they're just all legs. Well, they're still fucking gross. So
yeah, and there's no purpose for them either, so please kill those.
He's told me, though, you don't want to kill them because they eat the spiders.
You want the spiders over the thousand leg things.
Like, I'm not keeping one bug to eat the other one. I just want them all like gone.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
Yeah.
Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cat. She swallowed a cat to eat the fly. It's a thing.
You got more of it than you did before.
I did.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite, like, old songs to sing, and it comes up to, like, all the way at the end to her eating a fucking elephant to eat something that is...
Oh, like, we were talking about finances.
She swallowed a fly to catch the...
And my mom said, I told you, my mom always taught me, you know, how do you eat an elephant, and I said, one bite at a time.
No, that's not at all... correlating.
But you know, nonetheless, like some good advice for people that are, you know, looking for some encouragement financially wise. There you go.
What? How is this financial?
How do you eat an elephant? One bite.
Oh,
at a time.
Wow.
Boomtown.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
There are all kinds of bugs everywhere.
There sure are. I think bed bugs are probably the one that I hate the most.
I mean,
It freaks me out. Like, that is one of the things that I dread going into any house. It's like, thankfully we have gloves on and stuff, but like, if you make me change your bed and take your nasty sheets off to put your clean sheets on, like, I don't know how long this mattress has been here, what it's been through, what's growing in it. And after I take off, I take off your nasty sheets, but who knows what's on that fucking mattress before I put your clean sheets on it. Like, gross. I would never let anybody else change my sheets for me. That's just gross.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit, indeed.
I remember
what about termites?
We'll get to that in a second. on the Ranger, it doesn't have AC. And of course, in the summertime, I have windows down. And I'm literally trucking down the road on 283. And something flew in the window. And I'm not going to check it on going, 65, 70 miles an hour. Here is one of those like really shiny bugs. It's about like nickel sized. And like it has like a shiny like green back to it. Like I don't know what it was.
Like beetle, like a beetle.
Some type of beetle. But it was definitely in the truck and was definitely freaking me out. Termites? Yeah, that's a dangerous road to go down right there. Because most houses have a lot of wood in their construction. So.
Yeah. Well, what about maggots? Wait, crickets. Crickets were a thing for a little bit because I went to a couple of festivals. Not festivals. Whatever they were. But I was with my mom and my cousin. And me and my cousin, per our moms, we tried ranch-flavored crickets.
Ooh.
And ate them. They were cooked. But, like, that was the thing. Like, if you think of Survivor and all those random things they make them eat. Ooh. Like, there was the one weird creature that they made them eat one time, but it turned out to, like, look like that creature from Harry Potter that... The one professor did all the curses on him.
See, I don't know about Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm still talking about a bug, though.
But, I wouldn't mind bugs so much as long as they don't sting me, as long as I know what their purpose is. Like, I mean, and I understand, too, like, bees have a purpose of...
Like, pollinating the earth.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the bee movie... We need bees.
I don't believe I have. there's your cheesiness right there. Yeah. You're welcome.
Should we pause while I go pee? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Back from peeing and continuing to talk about bugs.
Yep. I've heard in Australia that bugs are just... Well, and...
Wolf spiders.
Yes.
Spiders as big as fucking dogs? No thank you.
And in Hawaii, centipedes are like the size of squirrels. They can't even have that big. Like.
I have not seen the movie The Human Centipede. But I know the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, and we want to know, like... You guys have feedback on, you know, stuff we talked about, or do you guys have,
What about, like, fruit flies and gnats and...
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, we talked about mosquitoes.
Well, I know at work, like, when I'm at work...
I hate mosquitoes.
They have, a taste for me or something. Like, I get hammered, like, a lot with, like, mosquitoes. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be out here after this, right? Yeah. So keep it open. Let's get that heat to us.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I don't, the mosquito, like, I just, hate mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes I can do.
Get out of my car. Just from getting out of my car and walking into my house, I'll get bit like 5 times from the fucking mosquitoes. Has been random years where it hasn't happened. I just feel like, for some reason, mosquitoes know when you're happy, and that's when they want to eat you.
What?
So, because, like, every year, I've been, like, happy and going out and doing stuff, going to all my first Thursdays I used to go to. I would just get eaten alive.
I wonder what... some tricks are to keeping insects away. Like, I know
there's a lot. The chamomile candles and those little burn things and torches. Apparently they don't like the smell of lemon, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. I'd look it up, double check if I were you. I mean, I can double check for you guys, but I'm not going to do it right now, so. Yeah. Bugs really suck. I hate stink bugs. I hate sucking up dead ladybugs because I just feel bad doing it.
I think the worst are bees, though. Like, the bees, like...
Not bumblebees, though.
Nah, bumblebee... Well, still, though. Bees, they're still scary because they make noise and they're too big.
The difference between, like, bees and wasps and hornets and yellow jackets?
Because
they're all different. Yeah, oh my. Bees and wasps and yellow jackets. Oh my. Bees and wasps and yellow jackets. Oh my. Fuck all them stingy bitches.
Yeah.
They're stupid for stinging you anyways, because most of them just die after.
I've seen something. I saw somebody post something on Facebook about how they got bit by a spider. Like spider bites. That doesn't sound very fun either.
What about snake bites? Because, I mean, I know snakes aren't bugs, but... there can be tiny snakes.
I haven't had too much experience with snakes. Knock on wood, thank you very much. Like, no thank you.
Emma has a snake. His name is Nagini. Like, that's fucking awesome. I know you haven't watched any of the Harry Potters, but... The Dark Lord Voldemort's snake that is its own Horcrux that has a part of him in it is named Nagini. So Emma named her snake Nagini.
English.
It's fan fucking tastic.
English, please.
That was English.
Bobby Tuna.
Any of you else? Well, I know there are some Harry Potter fans if some of my friends are listening, because we had an entire Harry Potter themed bachelorette party to where we were, you know, put into our houses. Apparently, I thought I was a Ravenclaw because of, like, the creativity and blah, 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 but I'm a Hufflepuff because I'm just a smoker stoner and I just let everything happen.
Well, and I'm not hating on Harry Potter. I don't know.
So don't talk about it. I'm going to get you.
Now, as far as, like, the Star Wars shit, y'all are weird. Like, that's just kind of weird shit. I'm gonna go off on a little bit of tangent here, but dudes that have tattoos of Star Wars shit on them, and fake injuries, so they don't have to work. You guys are douchebags.
That's different. Okay, so, faking an injury is completely different than
fraudulent.
Having
also,
a fucking Star Wars tattoo.
So back to insects, though. What
not
for
incest.
What? Like, but I'm thinking about like this whole. I was going to say tarantula, but, like, the termites, like...
That's crazy.
I get a taste for wood. Like, what kind of... does it still have, like... So, wood either, you know, and we're burning wood right now, and I think you learned also the point where, like, wood is seasoned, which means all the moisture is out of it. I would think that... To have any sustenance to it, it has to have moisture in it for a termite to eat it.
I think the termites like the wood itself.
The wood tastes like snozzberries. Oh, that has never been said before. First time you're gonna hear it here across state lines. You're welcome.
I'm pretty sure it's been said in Willy Wonka.
No. So.
And also Super Troopers, which you've talked about before.
I don't think so. I think it's the first
time. I think this is literally probably the umpteenth time anybody has said it. Especially with when we're doing a podcast now that everybody already has a podcast. I'm sure it's been fucking said before.
Okay, so either way, I'm going to be famous, so whatever. But,
what about fireflies?
Oh, remember you were here, like, last summer when it would, like, look out over the field, and they were all like, your brother was here, too, and you...
No, he wasn't for that, but
no.
It does remind me of a show that I just watched called Firefly Lane. Mm. You know, recommendation for you guys.
That was Firefly Field.
Firefly Lane was a super cool show. And the way, like, they do incorporate why it's called Firefly Lane, because all of the fireflies everywhere literally just look like stars everywhere. It's super cool. Such a great show. Oh my God. I can't wait for the next season. There is going to be another one. Watch that shit. Firefly Lane. So good. It's got Katherine Heigl and
who?
Katherine Heigl and the one blonde chick that was in Scrubs. That was always dating the kind of main character.
Interesting.
Anyways, back to Bugs. Did you ever watch the show Bug Juice?
No.
I think it was Nickelodeon. I always get Nickelodeon and Disney shows confused sometimes, but I think it might have been a Nickelodeon show. It was called Bug Juice. It was kind of like a camp.
It's not Beetlejuice. Kind of thing.
No, not.
I know what Beetlejuice is.
No, not.
I wonder where, like, in the country, the concentration of bugs is, like, you know, not just like bugs, but I mean like shit, like I just was talking about, like shit that you're like, oh, what the fuck is that? That's gotta be an alien kind of shit. Like, not like regular bugs, like, you know, is it a humid climate? Is it like a temperate climate? It's like, they get a lot of rain? Is it dry? Like, what, I mean, what, like.
Well, yeah, I mean,
plus, I've also heard, because of all the snow we got recently, that causes more, like, mosquitoes to procreate in the spring, summer?
Mosquitoes lay their eggs in sitting water. So, yes, if there is a lot of snow that melts and it gets warm and there's a lot of sitting water.
You know, that was a problem, like,
there's going to be a lot of bugs.
A previous job that I had, which are me and Nambles, we had a lot of old tires sitting outside, and they would collect water in them, obviously. No matter how you put a tire outside, it's going to collect water.
No matter how, unless that you cover them.
So many mosquitoes. Like, that side of the shop, like, I just got nailed. Like, not in a good way nailed either.
No.
Like, just, like, destroyed by mosquitoes. Like, I actually have spray at the shop now. Different job. But, and the tires don't sit outside. We get rid of them, like, pretty much immediately. Pretty good with that. But I still get, like, targeted by mosquitoes. They hunt me down. They know my name. They know what I taste like. So, so I taste good. Like, it's documented. Like,
please,
bugs know.
Let us know other bugs that you have in your area. Yo, people from Kenya, I know you listening because our statistics tell us so. Let us know what kind of bugs you guys got around there.
Yeah, show us up on this. Like, make us feel like these weird looking bugs that we're showing you pictures of are like flies to you.
Yeah, you will find the pictures on our Facebook page. I am in the works of updating it and adding all of the content per episode. I am waiting for a picture of us with Kara to go up for the next episode, which was episode 10, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcasts we're waiting to do. For us too, but I don't know.
But we're ahead of the game. We're waiting for other people to kind of catch up with us.
Yes, I want this to be an interactive podcast. Please send us a story. You don't even have to say your name. If you want it to be anonymous, don't say anything. Or, you know, call yourself anonymous.
Or even if, like,
whatever,
it has nothing to do with our episode, connect with us. Like,
yeah,
you know,
give
hey,
a, give
you
us
guys
a fun fact.
Sound
Tell us
really
a story.
Fucking weird. You guys sound cool.
I want to hear
Hit us up.
Your feedback. Go to the Purple Microphone Apple podcast app and give us a rate and a review. And follow us. Subscribe.
Yeah, unless you...
We want your feedback. I want to put it on here. I want to read everybody's feedback. Yeah. And I want it to be involved. Like that episode with the food that everybody commented on their all their weird combos.
Yeah.
I want that to happen again, but tenfold. Like, I want to be swamped with fucking emails. I want to be swamped with emails.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're like a Mustang fan and you say Mustangs are better than Camaros, then I give a fuck. Like, I don't care.
Because you're wrong. So, no. I'll read it. He won't. Joe will not. I will.
Correct.
But yeah, please go to our Facebook page. It's called Crossing State Lines. If you want to contact us, it'll immediately send a message to our email address. If you don't have email, if you don't have Facebook, our direct email address is, it's hyphenated the Crossing State Lines with Joe Sherry. So it's CSLJOESHERRIE@gmail.com. Please, if you even want to just message us, hey, what's up, like your podcast. I want to hear it.
Okay, well, get a hold of us, you insects out there. And,
oh, my God.
And we're going to close it
infest
down.
Our podcast, please. Yeah,
there you go. That's well said. Well put. I like it. I like it.
All right, that's about enough of bugs that I feel like talking
about.
Yeah,
it bugs the hell out of me.
Okay. Well, if you're also bugged by this podcast.
Okay, peace out, Girl Scouts and Guy Scouts.
Someone somewhere
is crossing state lines.
Thanks.
Peace.
Okay, bye.